This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sir Brad. I am doing quite well this morning. I was a little worried when I was getting ready that I was going to have to be running through the raindrops. I'd be soaking wet on my ride here this morning, but it turned out to be perfect timing. The heavy rain that I was hearing as I was having breakfast seemed to have already gone by, so I'm okay with that. And even though it is Monday, back to work, that's okay. I've had enough of a weekend that I can use a little bit of a break now. Yeah, how are things with you?
Things are really pretty good. Really muggy this morning when I woke up. So now being down in the basement, it's a little bit drier, so it doesn't feel so bad. Overall it was a good weekend. Got some things done that I needed to get done.
Well, our weekend was almost exactly. The Friday night, we watched a movie, 1940. What was it? Not Come Away With Me, something along those lines, with Jimmy Stewart and, Jimmy Stewart, Hedy Lamarr. We watched that one. We actually watched one on Saturday, one on Friday. Maybe that was the second one. And the other one was The Shop Around the Corner, also with Jimmy Stewart. There's been this Jimmy Stewart theme lately. And they were okay. Let's see, and then we spent a little bit of time both Saturday and Sunday over at Lynn's brother's house. The two brothers live together, and the one is in the hospital right now, I think I mentioned it, and he's going to be going to physical therapy, or rehab, I should say, for a few weeks. And so we were over there helping out, doing a little organizing, and just trying to make for a better return home. But, that's what we've been up to. And no radio, no printing. For others, or, a little bit of movie time. But other than that, not too exciting of a weekend. Kind of wanted to go kayaking. I think we planned too late. We'll see what's going on next weekend.
Old movies, Karen watches, sometimes she'll watch some really old movies. My dad was into old movies. Jimmy Stewart I've liked. I would definitely watch Jimmy Stewart movies. This weekend was, I cleaned the pool, cut the grass, shot some trap, we went to the fair Friday night, that was an expensive day, but the kids enjoyed it, so that was good. I've been looking back. July seemed to go on forever, and this month seems to be flying by, and I'm not sure why.
That's good that July seemed to go on forever, because last week seemed like 4th of July for me, and here we are looking at Labor Day here pretty soon. And obviously, you mentioned it, the fair is here, and it's always expensive, at least from what I remember. It's been a handful of years since I've been to the Erie County Fair. I think I've been to the State Fair twice since I've been to the fair here in Erie County. But what were the highlights this year? Anything new, aside from they're wanting to deep fry everything for their desserts?
I didn't notice anything new as far as food. All the typical deep-fried tacos, taco in a bag. I didn't even notice if I saw the deep-fried Oreos or anything like that. The kids are still tentative about what they eat. They do like the corn dogs, the frozen bananas, what else? French fries, you know, chicken tenders, you know, that type of stuff that we had. Oh, they do, three of the four like the birch beer. So we bought the large souvenir mugs so we could get cheaper refills. And, yeah, they like the birch beer, which I'm okay with because it's one of my favorites.
Now you're going to get them hooked, and now they're going to go out with their parents, and they're going to say they want birch beer, and I can't think of too many places that offer birch beer these days. In fact, a few weeks back, we were out kayaking, and we stopped for lunch afterwards, and of all places, we went to the Polka Dot in Batavia, and a couple came in, and, you know, she came up to the table, asked them what they wanted to drink, and the lady asked if she had birch beer, and the girl, you know, you would have thought she was talking some type of alien language. She had no idea what birch beer was, and obviously they didn't have it. But yeah, I can't even think of who does have birch beer. In fact, I know someplace did that I was at. I can't remember where. I remember Margie's. Margie's used to be the place we would go to. Roast beef fries and birch beer. That was the thing.
Yeah, you're right. Other than the fair, I don't know of any place else you can buy birch beer.
I'll ask, what is the difference between root beer and birch beer? I always think birch beer tends to be a little less bitter, maybe sweeter, maybe a little milder. Would you think the same?
Yeah, there is. It's similar to root beer, but not quite. Maybe a little more vanilla flavor, but not like a cream soda. If that all makes sense.
I would definitely agree, because I'm not a huge fan of the cream soda and the cream soda or vanilla root beers. I do like a root beer that tends to be a little more bitter, a little sharper. Doesn't need to be horribly sweet, but one place I do like for root beer, and that is Tom Walls. I won't buy it outside of there, but especially in a frosty mug, oh, that stuff goes down pretty good. I don't even want to think about how much sugar is in there. But, yeah, that's good stuff. I'll have to get out there sometime. All right, this is K2PCB. I'll open up the mic and see who else is joining us.
KC2MVM, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning there, Jeff. Did you make it to the fair this weekend?
I did not go to the fair. I still have a pile of rocks and a pile of dirt in my driveway. I've been working on it all weekend.
This time you'll have to have it dropped off right behind one of your vehicles to give you the incentive to have to get it done by the end of the weekend.
It is. I can pull my car into the driveway, but I can't use the turnaround feature. And my wife can pull straight in, but she can't use the turnaround either. Because I got a half a pile of dirt and three quarters of a pile of rocks. So we've been working on it, but this stuff gets heavy.
We were just talking about how Brad introduced his grandkids to birch beer this weekend at the fair.
Root beer is quite the hot subject in my household. We've been in search of the perfect root beer, and there's a really good one down in Kentucky, and now we're out of it.
Something that you can have shipped in, or do you have to pick it up when you're on your travels?
It's $30 a case plus $30 shipping, so that was the initial cause of going on the root beer runs. But I don't know if I'm going to go this year. Financially, and the wife said, like, you need to take us on a vacation. You've been going on all these vacations. We haven't been going on any, so Although we did plan a family vacation, so now I'm trying to solidify my ability to go on the root beer run this year.
What's the brand of this root beer in case I see it available somewhere?
It's called Freddy's Root Beer. It's literally from Freddie Johnson, an employee of Buffalo Trace Distillery. The only place you can get it that I know of.
All right, so pretty good chance I'm not going to be just happening upon it then. Okay.
They also do a ginger beer and another, I can't remember, but it's another ginger's something like
that. I assume that these are also done in bottles, not cans?
Glass bottles, no cans. You can buy it as a six-pack or a case at the distillery, or singles.
I mentioned to Brad that when we go out to Town Walls, we like their root beer out there. You can't get that, at least that I'm aware of, anywhere else. And it's pretty good. It is fountain dispensed, and when you're there, you can drink as much of it as you want. And maybe because it's so cold, that helps. And it is over ice. But, you know, it's not that it's watering it down because you drink it so fast anyway. But, yeah, that's some good stuff.
Yes, I've been to Town Walls, and their root beer is really, really good.
You know, and maybe that's the part of it. Maybe because they keep it so cold. And I think there was something about McDonald's, too. They keep their beverages a little colder. And I think almost any pop, soda pop, when it gets warm, sort of loses its appeal. And I would bet that stuff does as well. Maybe that's, leftover next day pizza, you know. If the pizza's still good cold, then you know it was good pizza. If the pop is good warm, then you know it's good soda pop. That'd be interesting tests. I remember Jolt Cola we used to drink. If you drink that, you know, warm, you know, on a hot summer day, it was sitting out, it would, like, just foam up in your mouth, which was pretty funny. And then Tahitian Treat, that was actually one that I used to like warm and or flat. You know, you could open it up, leave it out, and it would just be like drinking Hawaiian Punch or something after it lost its carbonation. But, yeah, I haven't had the... obviously, either of those two in a long, long time.
Tahitian Treat is, oh boy, I haven't had that in years. I used to like that.
That's another one that's probably got 200 grams of sugar per can. And then, do you remember a product called Water Joe, I think it was called? It was basically water with caffeine in it. You know, and it didn't last. I think it came out around the time where they had the Pepsi Clear and all that stuff, or maybe just before that. I wonder if that was introduced to the market today, would that be a hot seller? Especially with all of these energy drinks and people wanting to think it's a health drink, to sell themselves that it's a health drink, but it's really not. It's just full of other chemicals and whatnot, but... yeah, Water Joe, I think is what it was called.
That one I do not remember.
A Google search, it didn't last long. It officially hit the market in October of 1995. It doesn't exactly say when they stopped producing it. I actually thought it came out a little bit before that, but this is caffeinated water. I would buy that. I'd buy that today. But I've got 6:45. I'll let you guys pick it up. And I'll talk to you soon. This is K2PCB.
We'll see you on the inside. I'm still at a lake in Broadway. I'm a little behind today.
K2PCB. This is K2GDQ. You have a great day. 73 to you. Jeff, why are you running late today?
Linux. I got caught in a Linux rabbit hole. I'm having ChatGPT look at my my main desktop through the terminal, and so we're doing a health check, and I was doing a bunch of repair stuff, and I just went, oh, just one more, and all of a sudden it's like my alarm's going off, it's like, leave. So I had to leave halfway through, but I'm like, I don't want to go, but I got to go. So here I am.
Yeah, I did that a couple Friday mornings ago before I went to 22 Rifle. And I'll just take care of this before I go. And when I got down there, all the benches were taken up for both relays, and I was like, well, I guess I'm going home.
They wouldn't have a third relay?
They would, but I had other things already planned to do. After the first or second relay, so I wouldn't have been able to stay. Time-wise, just wasn't going to work out. That's okay. I made it this Friday, so I'm okay.
Okay. And have you seen the schedule for tomorrow? Is it just regular, or is there something special?
Yeah, I had to take a quick look. I have the schedule on my safe. Just regular.
Yeah, I've been a little discombobulated. I haven't looked at the schedule in months.
Yeah, I try to print one out every time we change cycles and put it on the safe so that I can look at it, you know, Monday, Tuesday morning, so I know what's going on.
I think Randy's in town. I think he went up to see Brad Prusik over the weekend. But I think he's going to be there for tomorrow. But I never even saw my scores from last week. And I didn't want to be the guy that asked, are the scores up? So I know it kind of drives them a little insane when people ask them that. Some of the Curioptics guys are... They'll ask them same night, like, are the scores up, or when are the scores going to go up?
You know, I've looked at the scores once in the 2+ years that I've been doing this, and I know where I stand, pretty much. I don't care. I do it, one is to spend time with Jose, because I like Jose, and the other guys down there, talking to you and the other guys, that's what I go for. And to keep my skills up, what little skill I have. But that's mostly what I go there for. I'm never going to finish first or second, so I really don't, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I'm never going to win the Winnebago, so... With that being said, it is now 6:50, and I just arrived at work. I had to go and get my coffee and get to my job. So if anything, I will talk to you tomorrow, and worst case, we'll see you tomorrow night. 73s, KC2, NVM, clear.
73s to you, KC2, NVM. Have a great day, and talk to you tomorrow. Is KC2 PET out there?
KC2 GQ, KC2 PET. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning to you, Ross. Did you have a good weekend?
It was okay. Didn't get too much done around the house. Mowed, that's basically about it. I got that done before all the rain settled in. Yeah, kind of a low-key weekend for me.
Yeah, I got stuff done around the house that needed to, so that was good. But I didn't get a lot done. It was just really warm, you know, this weekend. Yesterday especially was just really, really muggy. You didn't make it to the fair on Friday, huh?
We did, but we didn't stay too long. By the time we got there, it was like 5 o'clock-ish, so, like, okay, so Liar did a few rides. We actually didn't stay too long. It was, by the time we left, it was like 9 o'clock, so about only about 4 hours, 3-4 hours. It wasn't too bad, but, I wasn't really set on going this year. My wife wanted to go and my daughter, so I was just kind of getting dragged along.
No, I can understand that. There's been a couple times that it's been like that for me, too, but, I was looking forward to it this year. We got there about 2 o'clock, left around 7 or 8, 7:30 or so. It was a long day. Walked a lot.
Yeah, we walked quite a bit, too. It wasn't like my watch said, we did like 12,000 stuff, which actually is about a normal day for me, so. I guess we'll be here. I'll be going again next year. Maybe I just like skip it. Tell my wife, then you take her. Go. You guys have a better time than I do.
Yeah, I was talking to another guy Friday, and he pretty much said the same thing. He said, "You guys go. I'll stay home." And I can kind of get that. I go mostly for the food. I definitely don't go for the rides or the games. I do go for the food. There's certain, like the Bloomin' Onion. There's not too many places you can get that, so get that at the fair. Birch beer. That's one of the things I go for. Birch beer. Kettle corn, I know you can get that some other places, but usually you can get it really fresh at the fair, and that's always one of my favorites.
Yeah, we didn't even pick anything up this year. We just kind of, my wife got like a Bloomin' Onion. I didn't get much. I got just, actually I wasn't that hungry. I just got piece of logs, I guess. That was about it. That was the extent of my dinner. And of course my daughter did it up with all the sweets and stuff. So she got that. And she got a little bear out of the deal. But, right, Fred, I'm designated. I will say 73 to you. Got a short one today, but I will talk to you tomorrow. KD2GDQ, KC2PET. 73 is Brad.
73 to you, Ross. This is KD2GDQ, and we are monitoring.